Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from Inca One Gold Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol IO and on the OTC market under the symbol INCAF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Edward Kelly. Now, Ed, following up on news that came out 2 days ago that really impacts today is the opening of the company's online bullion store. It is now live. I will post a link below this interview to that bullion store. As you and I chatted about it more last month in August, I actually had a number of questions and comments and emails come back asking, well, what are some more details on this bullion store? Some people were even asking for a bit of a discount, and reading the news release from a couple days ago, looks like existing shareholders of Inca One can actually get a discount if they hold at least 5,000 shares of the company. But Ed, just give us a general rundown. Now that the bullion store is live, what can people expect?
Oh, good to be with you again, Corey, and having this opportunity to talk to your listeners. So we've been working very hard on the Gold Bullion Store, and finally the day has come to open it, and we're very excited about it, making this offer available to the general public and on a retail level for giving access to people to want to own and hold physical gold. Seems to be quite a demand out there. For it, if judging from a lot of the other e-commerce sites that have traditionally sold it, they're sold out, and we're looking forward to making this available to them. So we'll see what comes of it and what kind of demand there is and what other kind of offerings we can offer in the future from it. But we're one of just a few companies that are mining and producing gold and then selling it direct to customers on a retail level. So exciting times.
So right now it looks like the company is offering a custom 1 ounce gold coin, as you mentioned. Additional products may be offered in the future. How does the whole ordering and delivering process work?
Yeah, good question. We did a lot of research into it and decided to go with one of the top partner with one of the top e-commerce transaction shopping cart companies really in the world. And it's a Canadian company by the name of Shopify. And so we've partnered with them to offer the, trusted e-commerce transactions, credit card transactions, which can seamlessly and easily be able to make these transactions happen. And they have all the back-end solutions for shipping through, whether it be, DHL or FedEx, UPS, these type of worldwide shipping partners. So it makes it easy for us to be able to have these end-to-end solutions and make them easy for retail customers already that have been registered with Shopify around the world. So that's been great, and we've been able to come up with some nice designs. We've decided to, again, just to keep it simple and focus on the traditional 1 ounce gold coin. It's minted by out of Idaho with a mint there that can certify it to 4 9s. So that's that was important to us to make sure that we've got something certified 4 9s gold, to give that level of confidence when people are buying these gold coins. As far as a discount to shareholders, existing shareholders of Inca One, as you mentioned earlier, we've put together a preferred price for anyone holding a minimum of 5,000 shares of Inca One, which is around less than $3,000 US. You can receive a discount of $50 on the 1 ounce gold coin.
So, Ed, are there any restrictions in terms of where people are located when it comes to ordering or getting delivered any of these coins?
No, there shouldn't be any restrictions. And that was one of the other reasons why we partnered with Shopify, as they're used all around the world as their e-commerce transactions, and have all the end-to-end solutions with shipping with the major shipping and logistics companies. So you know, I think it's important for just the end users, depending on where they're buying from. There could be some additional taxes or customs or duties that that may be, but nothing that we've been made aware of as of yet. And it should be very straightforward for anyone in Canada and the U.S.
Okay. Now, how does the company benefit from this direct-to-consumer type shipping rather than what you guys used to do? It's more sell in higher quantities to other companies, other investors.
Yeah, you know, it. I think there's a few different things that gives us benefits from. And first one is really on a business case, it diversifies our sales channel and reduces the risk to Inca One. Because when COVID hit, you know, we think our supply chain really just came to a screeching stop. And it was about 30 days before we were able to get any exports out of Peru to our refinery that we were selling to, selling our gold doré to in Europe. And at that point in time as well, the price fixing and had a wide spread on it. So we just looked at it as a way to be able to reduce this risk that's kind of out there now, and we can take more control over our margins. And if something did stop again in the future, we are able to take control of it and have a retail distribution channel to be able to sell direct to. I think from another kind of from a shareholder side of it, it gives something physical to somebody who's investing in the gold market these days. As you know, it's been, gold price has taken a big run this year. And besides just owning a share in a gold company, you can actually hold, people want to hold physical gold. And you can, that's, you know, been something we've seen quite, going to Kitco, you can see most of their products are sold out. If you want to just get a, from time to time, they have been sold out here now. That they get stocked and then, you know, get cleaned out. But there's a big demand for the physical gold these days. So we thought of it as a way to be able to have a benefit to shareholders where they want to be able to get some physical gold. Why not own some from a mining company that they own shares in already at a preferred price? And the long-term effect on that is, I know I've another company that I follow and invested in is First Majestic, and I own their shares and I own their physical silver, and it's kind of a neat way to be able to just kind of connect with the company.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's talk about the production down in Peru. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Inca One has two fully permitted gold processing facilities. Can you give us any updates in terms of how production has rebounded since the whole COVID issue? It's still around, but I understand that Peru is getting back to some sort of normal. Still a long way from normal, just like the rest of the world, but how's the production looking on your guys' end?
Well, production has it's taken about 4 months, but we have gotten to about within 10-15% of our production levels of once COVID hit and everything came to a stop. So we've been gradually ramping up, and logistics around the country have been starting to ease a little bit. And you know, it's kind of one of these things where we've seen it ease up, kind of like 3 steps forward, but then 2 back again. And it's kind of this kind of hit and miss kind of basis. But yeah, we are running at around 800 tons per day right now. So we've got up to that level, and that's just in the last month. So we're looking to keep building. And the biggest challenge is the logistics and moving mineral around the country under these kind of constraints of transportation and during COVID. So the country has been hit very, very hard, and they're taking extraordinary measures to try to combat COVID.
So if you're already back to 800 tons per week, does the PPX supply contract play into this number? Because that is technically, well, pretty much as PPX is contracted to deliver to you guys.
Yeah, no, this is numbers without PPX. PPX is, we haven't received mineral from them yet as they're going through their own challenges of COVID and restarting their mine and stockpiling. So we expect that to come through here in the next next quarter, I'd say, and that'll be on top of what we've got currently coming in already. So we're looking forward to that mineral coming here in the short term.
Okay, so that could be another nice bump in terms of production and the feed coming into the company.
Yeah, I mean, that's another 40,000 tons per year when we signed the agreement. So that was back in July. So between, you know, July and July 2021, there's 40,000 tons that needs to be delivered to the Quarry 1 plant.
So are the timeframes getting pushed back on that contract, or are you then expecting a lot more in terms of tons being delivered?
No, the timeframes aren't being pushed. That's the agreement that we signed with them and advanced the monies to them on that basis. So it's 40,000 tons within those 12 months. And so it'll just be more ore delivered during that short timeframe. And we've got the capacity to be able to take it, so we're not too worried about it.
Very interesting. If anybody has any other follow-up questions for Ed over at Inca One, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Again, I will be posting the link to that bullion store, which is now live for anybody who wants to place an order or just check out some of the offerings and the options that Inca One is now offering online. Ed, thank you for the update today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll follow up as some more news hits the market.
All right. Pleasure as always, Corey. Thank you for the time you make available for us.